Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bob Duca. Hi, Bob Duca here with another listener letter. Dear Bob, my query involves vision questing. As I have reviewed my dream journal of late, I have noticed the recurring appearance of a talking wolf, which I have interpreted to be my guardian spirit coaxing me into a vision quest. My question is, what are your thoughts of vision quests, and am I simply opening myself up to possible demonic possession as I have no ties to the American Indian culture? Any help would be appreciated. Your friend, John Parham. Hi, John. Hopefully you've refrained from sleep since writing to me. If not, I can only assume you're no longer alive. My first question to you is, are you sure that the creature visiting in your dream is a wolf and not a coyote? If your dream visitor is in fact a coyote, you have nothing to worry about. Many native peoples believe the Brother Coyote to be a relatively harmless trickster figure whose function is to teach larger lessons of humility to the community at large through your individual dreams. Needless to say, I am visited nightly by many dozens of coyotes. However, if you are in fact being visited by a talking wolf, I'm afraid you are in very grave jeopardy. Before returning to slumber, you must attain a Dream Wolf to Human English Dictionary or other translation tool. These can be purchased online or at many disreputable Indian reservations. You'll need to translate. Even if the wolf is speaking to you in English, as dream wolves, unlike dream coyotes, are malevolent tricksters, and their words do not have the same meanings as they do to us. For instance, the dream wolf word for yes is butter, and the dream word wolf for butter is dandelion. As you can see, it's very confusing and complex, and without proper translation can lead to ruin. In the meantime, you'll want to bone up on your lucid dreaming skills and work towards flying a dream helicopter and shooting the helpless wolves in the sky with a high-powered rifle. Keep in mind that air murder is but a temporary solution, as dream wolves travel in packs of up to 30, which to them is the number 5,000. Best of luck, John. Hoping you're not dead, Bob. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.